This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Heat, they lost both of their summer league games. Friday, they ended up losing that game against Atlanta. Despite having a lead, they got blown out. Kasparis Jakučionis did look better Friday against Atlanta, kind of regressed a little bit yesterday. Spo called out Kalel Ware.
Yeah, he did.
Over the weekend. And Kalel did look a little bit better last night, like more engaged. But those were like some pretty direct
interesting
comments to me.
I have a little bit of a disconnect with what they're doing to him because it's been very clear and very public. We chose you over Kevin Durant.
Yep.
And now we're going to call you out publicly. Like, that's a lot of pressure for a young kid. Yeah. That is. Now, maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Looked like it worked the day after. But I'm talking long haul. That's a lot of pressure to go into a season knowing that the team publicly has let everyone know we're questioning some of your efforts, which was a knock on him coming in, by the way. And also, we chose you over Kevin Durant. It's one thing to know that privately. It's another thing for your employer to make that public.
Pressure busts pipes or makes diamonds. And but even last offseason, they called out Jimmy and Tyler. I think it's the Heat's way, Hawk.
But what I'm saying is you might be doing that. I'm not telling you that, hey, you shouldn't do that to someone. I'm saying you're doing it at your own risk because it doesn't make you look very good either if you passed up on KD for a guy who couldn't handle the pressure campaign that all of a sudden you've put on him. Yeah. Like, I'm just not certain. Like, it's almost like, hey, did you see what happened with Jimmy Butler? Didn't really work out in your favor. Maybe we take a different approach here. And now you've got a guy who doesn't have the makeup of Jimmy Butler, and you're trying the same thing. Interesting to me.
To be fair, though,
Jimmy and took LeBron's cookies.
Mm-hmm. But to that point, this isn't the Miami Heat. Technically, Pat Riley, the front office, kind of calling out Kalel Ware, because Alonzo Mourning joined us, Tobin, Tommy, and I on our draft show. And he spoke about Kalel. He said that he's been in the gym more than anybody. And he also said that he's working harder than he needs to be working. Like, he's just been a gym rat all summer. And Pat Riley was very complimentary of Kalel where it is end of season press conference. This was Eric Spoelstra. I think this is not a lack of Kalel Ware working hard. This to me seems like Kalel Ware doesn't think he needs to be at summer league. And was kind of half-assing it. Like, I'm too good for this. And Eric Spoelstra getting that info from Eric Glass, who's the head coach, who's a mini Spo. And Spo taking this opportunity, standing in front of Ira, Anthony, Ethan, Wes Goldberg, and sending a direct message. Eric Spoelstra, the head coach, of like, F this. We're not fooling around anymore. Like, hey, you don't think you belong here? Guess what? I'm going to go torch you in the media. Which is kind of what he did.
Or Maybe it's Spo being unhappy with the front office decision to keep Khalil Ware instead of giving him Kevin Durant and saying, okay, well, since you gave me this guy, I'll do it my way now with him. Because I would have preferred to be coaching Kevin Durant. Would have made things maybe a little bit easier on me.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And does Khalil Ware need to be at Summer League?
This is how the Heat operate.
He is written in as your starting five for next season.
Well, no, he's not. That's what Eric Spoelstra's saying. Like, if he didn't say it.
Is Montas Bouzelis at Summer League for Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Is he? I don't know.
He is.
He is? Well, there you go. That's all you need to know. Ware needs to be there.
Didn't you send us a Bouzelis highlight tape the other
yes.
day?
Yes. Oh, League? My God. You're right. Yes. Yeah.
Making sure I did. I wasn't watching the wrong thing.
Yeah, you should be playing two games a day, Khalil. If Bouzelis is out there, you should be playing on two different squads.
Bouzelis sets the market on second-year
guy was in the
players.
Slam dunk competition rookie year. Enough said.
And he missed every dunk he took.
What did? Who? What? Because they shadow banned him? Because the judges shadow banned him.
Oh, no, he shadow banned the rim.
The judges shadow banned
him. He shadow banned the rim.
The rim shadow banned him. Open your eyes, Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.